back with Total Information AM on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. Dog lovers rejoice. KMOX has confirmed that South City's Bar K has a new operator pulling at the leash to reopen the dog-friendly venue. Our Michael Calhoun goes in depth to find out what will be different and what won't change, and also why a dog bar is so popular here anyway.
You'll recall the popular place for Zoomies and Pup Cups was closed due to the double whammy of a lease dispute with the owner of the building on McCree near Vannevetter, as well as financial problems within the National Bar K chain based in Kansas City. Now, while developer Green Street still owns the Bar K building itself, the new operators of the venue will be Seneca Real Estate, which took over the apartment building next door called The Rail. Do I have that right, Seneca Director of Operations Chuck Shoney?
Correct. That is correct.
So what's the plan?
What we are looking to do is basically take Bar K, or what was once known as Bar K, and rebrand it.
He says they intend to focus a lot more on the service.
We're also going to focus a lot more on dog safety, make sure that we have the right staff, and increase the level of staff in the dog play areas and the cleanliness.
Now, you mentioned something that we had heard anecdotally from folks who had gone to Bar K about, you know, how well-trained, I guess, the employees may have been, you know, when there would be skirmishes with dogs, and then also about the cleanliness, you know, with lots of dogs around. So it sounds like that's going to be a major focus for you.
Correct. We're actually going to try to work hand-in-hand with Kennelwood. Kennelwood, of course, are the dog experts.
Partnerships, he says, will be key to taking this beyond just a bar.
We're also going to try to bring some more dog-friendly markets out there and events. We're going to try to work with Purina and local shelters a lot more, as well as our partnership that we're working to maintain with Kennelwood.
There'll be some new paint and landscaping at the site.
The goal is to go in there and clean it up and refurbish it to get it back to what it was when it opened. We're going to do a lot of turf repair, cleaning, painting, maintenance work.
KMOX asked, can the new operators do anything for the former Bar K pass holders who got charged right before it closed?
Yes. So as the new owner and operators of the new property, we are looking into what we can do for the previous pet owners who had paid their annual fees, their monthly fees. And we are trying to work on a program currently that will be extended to them to relieve some of that burden on that expense that they paid to be a member and now is closed. So we are working with a program trying to develop for that, yes.
And that apartment building the company owns next door, The Rail, was built as pet-friendly with residents getting access to Bar K.
We are trying to get this opened as soon as possible and get moving as soon as possible so that the tenants of The Rail can get back over to the location and use it as soon as possible.
Any ideas for the new name?
We're playing around with a few ideas. We'll surprise everybody once we lock that down.
Bottom line, St. Louis loves this place and can't wait for it to reopen.
So St. Louis is a huge pet market. From what I've learned, I'm also a pet owner. I have a beautiful Boston. Whatever we end up doing with Bar K, whatever we end up calling it, it is just something that does not exist in St. Louis.
He says stay tuned for details on the reopening. For Total Information AM, Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.